Indiana has millions of paper public records that it hasn't had the time or money to digitize. These include birth and death certificates that date back to the early 1900s and marriage records from 1958 to the present. State Archivist Jim Corden says it would take dozens of workers and volunteers more than a decade to properly digitize all the records at an estimated cost of $3.2 million. Instead, Ancestry.com will pay for the service.
There is no cost to the state at all. Kept us from having to have staff and or volunteers indexing the millions of records that are going to be done here. Those costs are all being borne by Ancestry.com.
Corden says copies of the records will be provided to the State Health Department for state use and the State Archives for public use. Once the records are digital, Hoosiers can come to the State Archives to view them for free, with no need for a paid membership to Ancestry.com. Corden says after 3 years, the state will then be allowed to put the records online itself.
3 years after the completion of the contract, all these records will be available for free to the public through the State Archives website. Some of the records are currently confidential, so like birth certificates are confidential for 75 years.
Corden says some Hoosier records are already digitized. FamilySearch.org has archived marriage records from the earliest county records to about the year 1958, and those are available online now. State officials say records will begin to be available next year with the goal of completing digitization by the state's bicentennial in 2016. Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.